I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I'm trying to do more TikToks.
And together, they're Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Goo's in a little bit of vacation mode, although it's not quite a vacation, but
it's
I like your
funeral.
Shirt. Yeah, but it's no work.
Well, I get away from you, so maybe that constitutes a vacation. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Seriously, I did have a question. Guru's going to a funeral this weekend in Mississippi. 93-year-old Annabelle.
Yes, ma'am. Annabelle McCarty.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Now, I asked you something. Did you think it was insensitive when I said...
So probably
Goo.
Was.
No, I said yeah. Goo. So, like, is it going to be fun down there at all?
No,
or is
I hear
it just
going to
be, you know, kind of everybody in mourning?
Well, depending on, you know, how we act, but I'll say this for my death, Steiny, when that day does come, I want people to celebrate. So, hopefully, it'll be cousins I haven't seen forever. I'm going with my brother and sister. Norm won't be making it. But I'll say this, Evan, and I hope I don't get a foul early. You know, I'm Malcolm X when I need to be. Yeah. I don't know what to expect from the Mississippi in general. So that's kind of scaring me how I move, you know?
I got you. Yeah. Well, so, and you've never been there.
Oh, I have been there
multiple times,
but it's been like 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a little
I'll be
hint.
In Meridian, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little helping advice. It's probably going to be hot.
Yeah. It was 89 degrees yesterday.
Oh, that's not bad.
But they got that humidity thing. Where you saw.
Tell me about it.
I can't. I won't. How you liking my shirt?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking...
Feel like I'm getting on a boat somewhere, you know?
Are you flying out tonight?
Yeah, in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do I want to do this?
Did you get chicken on the way home? Let's keep it real. Did you get chicken, Steiny?
I
told Norm, he said, Steiny will stop and get some chicken.
I didn't get any chicken, but we've resolved it.
Okay.
And we resolved it the way... You got to resolve it. I apologized. I'm sorry, Mary Bay.
What was for dinner last night?
She made something.
Okay, there you go. So you guys are back.
So you still ate her food.
That's a three.
No, I didn't eat. No. No, I didn't eat any of her food last night. What?
A guy that watches Curb Your Enthusiasm, Cheers, Seinfeld, Evan, you would feel like you got what Evan was putting down with that joke and it just went over your head.
That's typical.
What'd I miss?
The punchline?
Oh.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
Hey, first of all, Matt Barrows of The Athletic.
I can't wait.
He joined us at noon. We're going to talk some Niners today. Pretty heavy on the Niners. I will say this. I'm going to try to do this without people saying, oh, boy, here goes Steiny. Get off my lawn. So I'm going to try to do this in a very rational way. Yesterday... The show's over at 2:15, and I said to Evan, let's go have one. We'll talk. We have a football meeting today.
Yeah.
So I said, Evan said, let's go grab one and talk about the meeting tomorrow. And I said, sure. And I got there earlier than him, and they had a, they had the Little League.
I love it.
Regional.
On. Yeah. Let's okay, go.
No. Now, let me be honest. This is not the Little League World Series, okay? This is not the Williamsport, Pennsylvania Little League World Series.
Okay.
These are the regionals.
Played by kids.
Yes.
Watch the game again, then.
Where are you going? Be careful here, man.
And I just got to tell you, I've been watching this here and there over the last few days, and we are really doing a disservice to these kids. These kids do not belong on television. They don't belong on television. The Little League World Series is one thing.
Are you sure you want to continue this?
The quality of play for some of these teams is substandard. And we have young kids out there, 11 and 12 year olds, who are trying to have fun, but they're just not as good as the kids who grow early. And so yesterday I have to watch this Oregon team, and I've got to watch a kid who's throwing about 62 miles an hour when he tops out.
Okay.
Just get laced all over the yard. The coach has to come out, pull him. Of course, he's crying on the way out, head down, ashamed, because he's going up against these kids who have grown before he does. Then I watch a reliever come in for Oregon, you know, a little bit heavy, but you know, he passed out. He fainted. They're playing in San Bernardino. It's 95 degrees. They're from Oregon.
Heat exhaustion.
Yes.
All right.
I'm seeing little flares to the outfield, and the right and left fielders are throwing like rainbow throws to third base.
You don't have to describe to us what Little League baseball is.
Only
a sinister moron would compare what he was watching with the kids to the Giants in the Major League Baseball. These are memories that are going to last a lifetime.
Well, they're nightmares.
How about you put your pen up and your scorecard down and enjoy the memories that these kids are going to have playing on television? This is worse than my Michelle Obama, which I don't know what I did wrong, right. But Steiny, take this back. This could ruin you.
Well,
these are kids. Being so judgmental and comparing them to the pro?
Because when kids fail in Little League, they used to be able to fail and learn from it. This is not these kids who fail on the large stage of a national telecast, they're going to get ridiculed back at school.
Stop!
They're
going
to get, I'm just telling
you're
you.
You're not a
fact.
Clinical doctor.
No, but they are. But
why
I've,
are
but
you
I've
looking at it like that? You're looking at it negatively.
That's right.
These guys are going to keep this tape, this video for the rest of their lives that they struck out 8 times. And the kid that passed out, if it was Union City Little League, you would have passed out at Alvarado Park. Steiny, stop. You started your thesis with the ball was going 62. They could let them live. This is incredible to have this stage. And only you could look at it like they don't belong on there.
They don't belong.
This is tradition.
They don't belong on television at this age,
at this level. Stop it. If this were your nephew, I believe if you had a dog in the fight, a kid in the fight, but this goes back to hell with the kids, if you would be like, you would not feel this way.
I would shudder to watch a kid of mine or a kid's friend of mine go through what they have to go through on national television when they don't come out on top. It's just not, it's not fair. I'm sorry.
It's competition.
No. The point is that these kids have to have their worst moment on television.
And their community and family is behind them.
They're
going to be okay.
No, they're not.
They're not Bill Buckners. Even if they mess up, why are you selling them short? This is a moment of a lifetime that you're trying to taint.
Kids are,
who watches that and say they shouldn't be on TV?
Kids are mean. Kids are nasty.
The world's nasty. Hello.
That's right. And these kids who don't perform with the lights on at 11 years old
are going to have a bond forever with their teammates, win or lose.
I don't know about that.
I still have memories, and I wish we were televised. I might have made the majors, but I'm just... Why, Steiny,
no. You would have been humiliated on national television.
Struck out 14 in a TLC, Steiny.
Right. I just don't believe that it's constructive.
All right, Mr. Irrelevant,
Turn a channel.
Turn a channel.
No, I...
Turn the bartender or the restaurant, whoever, no, to turn
I,
it.
That I can do, and I will do that. I'm just saying...
I love watching.
These are 11-year-old kids, and the difference between... an 11-year-old who's gone through puberty and an 11-year-old who hasn't, you're just humiliating the smaller kids.
Evan, can you help us, please? Don't make this. The chat is, they're all with me. But Evan,
no,
you're still almost closer to that age than our age.
Evan, real quick before you answer that, this from the 510, the Boxer and Gershon's work.
All right, one person.
No. Steiny doesn't understand that playing Little League Baseball on TV gives them exposure.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
Says
who? They don't deserve exposure at this age because they're not good enough, and you're just putting the spotlight on
Steiny,
kids.
This has been going on forever.
On kids
40
who
years.
Are failing.
More. No, it's been forever.
That's not true. They would never televise the regionals. The regionals.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, Evan, and then we'll get out. Yeah.
Well, we have to get out, so I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay. 888-957-9570. I've tried to do it without raising my voice.
Steiny,
I've tried to do it without yelling. I've tried to do it without malice. But no, I'm watching 11-year-old kids yesterday on TV
that
playing
don't
in
know.
A regional. Yeah. A regional.
Let's go.
They're not even in Williamsport.
Okay.
Right. And I'm just saying, like the right fielder in the movie Parenthood, they have no business being on TV. 888-957-9570.
We got the goal, my brother.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Hey, coming up this afternoon at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Las Vegas Aces. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. That segment brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
Are your eyes green?
They're brown.
But they're a different color. They look green today.
This guy.
His eyes are green.
Well, I've been told I do have beautiful eyes.
I didn't say that.
I'm good now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Throw that one away. Yuck.
He deserved it.
So, again, one of the things that, you know, I want to make sure is people understand is that I have no malice. No acrimony, no hatred in my heart. It's and you know what? I
for
actually
for this subject or
for life. And this is not a negative take. I don't believe. Now, let me make it clear. There's a Little League World Series every year in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, my neck of the woods.
Jesus.
And now they've incorporated that tournament, I believe, with a Major League Baseball game where the Major League two teams are there playing. I think that's wonderful. I think it's really cool. Really cool. What I'm saying is these regionals that are being broadcast right now on TV, they should not be broadcast on TV.
It's because of the quality of play?
The quality of play.
So you can't appreciate the kids just busting their tail and it being filmed.
Here's the other thing. You know, you talk about... You know, for every player at 11 years old whose self-esteem, let's say, is boosted because he tripled into the alley and scored two, there's eight kids who now have a false sense of what failure is because they had to live out their 0-for-4 with three strikeouts in front of a national audience.
But they don't lose a contract or a job.
Right, they're not ready for that, though, clearly, because I'm seeing too many of these kids crying.
Because they want it.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
But we shouldn't have to see that.
Well,
that's not fair to a kid growing up.
Oh, my God.
And if you don't think some of his classmates, their classmates are going to make fun of him, and okay, hey, it'll toughen them up, sure. I think we're given, you know, I don't like it. I don't think... Much good comes of it. That's all.
Evan, now, before you go, don't look at the chat and B's knees. He came for you. But go ahead, Evan, because, I mean, Steiny, with that thought process, it's sinister. You shouldn't go to any school play, any school musical, because let me tell you what. Well, there's no Michael Jackson or Madonna in there. They're doing it to practice, and they're doing it because they want the experience. But for you to say they're not ready and the quality...
They're not. And the quality's not. It's substandard.
Turn
and the
channel,
other thing
bud.
Is your analogy falls completely flat.
It's pretty... I love
no,
it.
No, because yes, I absolutely watch my daughter play soccer. I watch my daughter in musicals. Those weren't on ABC, okay? Those weren't on national television. That's a parent gone to one of his kids' games or one of his kids' performances.
You think the kids would prefer to be televised or not? They love it.
They shouldn't have a say in it. They're 11 years old. They don't know
what's
good for
them. Well, the world's spoken. This has been going on for umpteen years.
No. Again.
And I love it.
Again, let me make it clear. It hasn't been going on for umpteen years. 11-year-olds have not been televised. Their games have not been televised for umpteen years. 11-year-old kids. It's too much.
The Little League World Series goes back, Stoney, forever.
Oh, sure. Right. And I told you, I have no problem with the Williamsport Little League World Series. These are the regionals.
So they expanded?
Yes. And to see some of the imbalance in the play between two teams, I don't think that does anybody any good.
But why is there such a difference between the regionals and
because the
Little League World Series?
Because you can tell the quality of play is wanting.
Yeah, but when Chinese Taipei kicks the crap out of Wyoming and little Johnny Baker is crying on ESPN 1 as opposed to ESPN 2,
nice.
What's the difference?
And if you're a 60, Evan, 50, or 40-year-old man looking at kids play ball and you bring up the word quality, you need to look in the mirror because you don't know how to appreciate what they're doing. They're trying.
No, they're trying. And to answer Evan's question before you jumped in, and again, there's going to be no malice today.
Dude, this is Stoney. Take it back.
When Chinese Taipei beats Wyoming 20-0, at least we know Wyoming is the best representation of our baseball. So it's their best against our best. In these regionals, we have very good teams against teams that have no business.
They
have
terrible.
No business being on the field. They're not ready.
And
we're not doing them any favors by broadcasting it. That's all I'm saying.
You're not a clinical doctor.
I'm not saying that social media isn't going to exacerbate the issue in regards to failure and frustration and embarrassment, but Washington versus Oregon.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been on.
Says who?
I think it caught one bad game.
No,
why is he watching it for that? Where's Bryce Harper at 11 years old? Well, that you don't know how to. Stoney, and you got kids. Yeah. I bet if your nephews or nieces were playing, you would be locked in. You're missing the community component to all this.
They got
all the support in the world.
And again, I have no malice here. I just tuned in. What are we doing here? Are we criticizing the Little League kids?
I'm not.
No, we're not criticizing the kids. We're criticizing the TV network that puts these kids on TV at too young of an age.
Man, you're doing that.
Oh, look at this. 415. I agree, Stein. You nailed it.
Somebody threw you a bone.
Well, I think it speaks to a larger discussion about what is too much exposure at a particular age.
And that's really what I'm getting at.
And enjoy the kids performing.
Well, and here's the thing.
Just relax and enjoy it.
I'm watching Oregon. You know, they got, I'm sure they ended up getting 10 runned, of course.
Oh, my God.
But a kid from Washington hits a lazy fly ball to left field, and this little pipsqueak, God love him, is trying his best.
This is bad.
Has no idea how to judge the ball. It lands right at his feet.
Okay.
And I looked up, and I actually said, you got to be kidding me. And Paulie, the bartender, said, what? And I said, you got to be kidding me. That kid, that was a fly ball to left field. It dropped right at his feet.
Okay.
And he goes, Stoney, the kids are 11 or 12 years old. And I said, that's the problem.
I would have double charged you, man. Evan, what's going on? Like, he believed. Stoney, you're losing with this.
He's looking at little Stewie like he's Elliot Ramos.
And you're missing the whole thing of the gist of what they're doing on TV, Stoney. Nobody's going there for tryouts. They're going to bust their tail, have this video forever, and this team and their teammates will bond. Even if they lose 20-1. So you know what? We made it. We were on TV.
Yeah, so you believe the kid who came off the mound with his chin on the playing field crying, he'll have that video for the rest of his life. I'm sure that'll be very uplifting for him.
Stoney, it would happen had there been no cameras.
That's right.
It would have happened.
That's right. It would have.
You move on and
but his classmates wouldn't have seen it, and the world wouldn't have seen it, and he could have.
This is an experience. And I think you are selling that part of his short. If you win or lose, this is the ultra experience for kids to be on TV. And look, I know they're watching
old.
Pros.
At 11 years amazing. Old.
I love it. Give me more.
Okay.
I never once looked at the quality.
No, I
was
I know.
Just, I'm the guy that goes to the park that don't even have kids because I love just that ambiance of watching Little League ball. This dude stinks.
Yeah, I don't think it's good for some of these lesser players to.
Wow, dude.
I mean,
they were good enough to get there, Steinies. So they've won.
5-1-0. Steinies right. Whoa. Kids are not developmentally ready for this kind of pressure.
Steiny, you understand to get here, they obviously won somewhere at the local.
Right, at the local.
So they've had some highs.
Right at the local.
Yeah, they've had some highs.
Right.
Well, you're ignoring that part of it. It ain't just all bad. Evan, they've won to get here.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. It's like a lot of these kids have had to win many tournaments to get to this point. So you're choosing, I think, to remember them at their worst moment.
Well, unfortunately, that's what TV does.
Okay.
Or it could be a reminder of all the good that happened that entire summer, which led to that point.
Yes, no doubt. And I'll say this, Donnie, and I know you're not a fighter. Let's say I heard you mouthing this about my kid. Let's say Donovan, Daryl, and Milan, and I didn't even know you. I would hit you. I would swing on you. And so would some of the parents that their kids are at this forum. Okay. They spent their money. This is incredible experience. And they hear a guy like you talk about they're not ready and this shouldn't
they're
be
not.
You would catch a couple.
Well, then I would sue and I would never work another day in my life.
You might, but I'm just telling you, Evan.
So when are they allowed to be on television?
The Little League World Series.
Now, I honestly, seriously.
You don't like when I have an answer.
No. I just don't understand the difference between the regionals and the Little League World Series. Because what you're arguing is that the exposure of kids at such a young age will leave an impression on whether it's the viewers or the team at their lowest moment, their lowest potential moment. But that's going to occur no matter what stage of the tournament we're talking about. If a kid cries on the mound in game three, winner take all of the Little League World Series, or game one of a regional, it's still going to be the worst moment of their lives captured on national television.
And the money that's been spent for this travel from the parents collectively and that's
irrelevant.
All the things that they've done, Evan, to get the money
that's
to be
irrelevant.
Able to get here. It's not just about the games.
That's
Donnie.
Irrelevant.
It's the experience.
Two of my daughters played soccer. We invested a lot of money into them.
I believe that.
It was part of the sacrifice. I don't want them on TV at 11 years old.
Well, I guess you can. You can pull them, but
that's all. Let's go to Devin. Devin's in an Uber. And again, there's no malice here.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yep.
What's up, Devin? How you doing?
How you doing, man? It's been a little while.
Yeah, welcome.
I want to say, man, I agree with you. And maybe it's because I'm from Hunters Point. I played ball there. I learned how to play.
HP.
I played at Antioch, you know, and we here. And my thing, I don't believe in participation trophies. Maybe that's who I am. I have a 10-year-old. I don't want them to have to bear that burden. Like, they're already in the regionals. That's already pressure. You see what I'm saying? They already want to win. That's already pressure. And putting them on TV, I just don't think their psyches are, you know, and I don't want to speak for every single kid, right? But for the majority, I don't think their psyches are ready for that. Oh, it's TV. People are going to troll you. People are going to be mean. It's what happens. And that can psychologically affect these kids, you know, socially. And that could ruin. We're talking about that could possibly waive 60% of the kids that maybe if they just took a regular loss, they get better, they get back to it, they go pro. But maybe a lot of them see what it's like on TV and they never want to be on TV
but
again.
But Devin, there's Facebook or SportsCenter for the kids that, let's just say they don't perform their best. They're not getting the vitriol. What about the experience of this, man? For the kids.
The experience has been there prior to them being on TV. Right, and there's a difference in the talent pool. Now, if we're talking about the talent pool, that I'm somebody that product matters, right? I don't want to see bad performances from pros or from kids. It's gonna happen every now and then, but like, and that's fine if we're just going to a game and we have a horse in the race. But if we don't have a horse in the race, it's also fair for us to feel like this is a bad product. And here's a quick example. There's shows that I'm not going to mention, for I don't want to get in trouble, but there's shows on TV where kids are baking cakes and cooking barbecue and stuff, and they are the cream of the crop. They're better than a lot of adults. They sell. The product is good because they are producing good things. You see what I'm saying? So if on TV, like from a consumer standpoint, it's wrong, but I think just as a parent with a 10-year-old, that is already going to be down in the dumps because he feels like he let his team down or his dad down or whatever. Now he's going to feel like he let the world down. Now everyone's on him. I just think that's a lot for kids to handle, right? It's different from high schoolers. Maturity is different. Psyche is different. It's different for quality players that are used to being on TV probably for these World Series games. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm with you, Stine.
Thanks, Devin.
And I'm not super against you, Goo. I'm not.
I get it. It's
Evan.
Okay.
I'm not super.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you guys. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And I won't raise my voice. I'm just disappointed in you, Stine.
There's no
Devin.
Malice here.
Yeah, there is. You're saying the kids can't handle the limelight, and some of these kids will never be on TV ever again in their life. And I think it's everything. It's the experience of this. But to think little Johnny's going to go home and put his head under the pillow as if he wouldn't do that if it was the local regionals, not televised, I think you're selling the kids short. This is incredible. And as a parent, and like yourself, and Evan's parents did watch and supported him on the little league level, I think this is awesome.
So do you believe that it's tougher for kids today at 10, 11, and 12 because of social media? Just makes it harder.
Yeah, I think, like, no doubt.
And that's pretty much what I'm getting at.
But no, you mentioned quality. You didn't mention IG. You mentioned the quality of play was subpar to when you were turned off. That's what you said earlier. Stand on it.
No, I'm going to stand on what I said.
You said the quality.
I'm going to stand on what I said, which is kids are mean, and the kids who fail are going to get laughed at and picked on by their classmates because they failed on national television as opposed to failing at a regional tournament in upstate New York where nobody sees it. It's not just one thing.
Okay.
The quality is substandard, but these kids are going to get lambasted when they get home.
I'm just saying, what's the quality substandard too? Like, these kids are, you know, it's not Major League Baseball. You know that going in. It's Little League.
Right. And they're too young to be put on TV, is my feeling.
What about some of the kids who do succeed?
Yeah.
Or some of the kids that go 4 for 5 in a big game? And it might be the crowning achievement of their careers, to be honest. They may never achieve anything more than Little League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. But I'm looking at every player like under one umbrella, and I don't think it's good.
I think you're just watching the Oregon side that was getting their ass kicked yesterday.
Well, I'm sure we could find some. Oh, this from the 510. I'm sorry, from the 650. An actual child therapist here. I think Steiny's right. Children at 11 years old cannot handle the leverage of having their games televised. He's wrong that their ability to handle the leverage somehow coincides with their athletic ability. Children's sports really should not be televised at any level.
But that's not what you're saying. You're just saying the regionals shouldn't be televised.
And the quality was a part of it. That's where I was like, oh, stop.
Yeah, well, don't try to put words in my mouth.
You said quality.
Right, but the big
thing. Don't run from it.
Yeah, you said I want to see them on the Little League World Series.
You said a couple of things, but you said quality.
But don't shortchange yourself and try to think that it's just one thing. What I'm saying is the quality is substandard for some of these teams. They have no business being on TV.
Says who?
Says me.
Okay, but you don't control it, so okay, move on. But you should feel uncomfortable saying that out loud. I would think that you should be embarrassed.
I'm not.
And you're a parent. That's why you weren't a parent,
why should
I
be
in
embarrassed?
Because you should. The normal people don't think like that. This is an experience for the family. Who are you to sit there and say, I don't see little Pete Rose? I don't get that. Enjoy the kids, Donnie. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's hard to enjoy the kids when one kid's coming off the mound crying because he failed to get out a kid who went through puberty 3 years ago. I'm just telling you.
But to Evan's point, you understand that happens without the camera.
That's right, and that's my issue. When it happens without the camera, these kids can just deal with it knowing that it happened in front of only the people who are at the stadium or at the game watching it. They don't have, no kid 25 years ago at 11 years old had to live through their worst moments, and it's on ESPN and every single person gets to see it. I just don't like that. I'm not a big fan of that. That's all.
But that's going to occur no matter what level you're playing at. If there's a camera, you could be in League One. You could be, if you're 12 years old at the...
Here's what I would say.
Like, you could be at Williamsport or you could be in Saskatchewan. Like, if there's a camera, you're going to have to relive that. But you're saying that the level of play is what decides what kids should and shouldn't be on television.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, like, should... Okay.
None of them should be on TV.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
But that's not what you said.
I mean, I'm allowing for the Little League World Series because it's the pinnacle. But what I'm saying is the regional shouldn't be... Okay, should we now televise the Bay... Like, how does a team come out of the Bay Area? When Petaluma went there years back, they obviously won a bunch of tournaments in the Bay Area and advanced.
Yeah.
Should those be on TV? I don't think so.
But if you could get them on, Stoddy, I think that if you could, everybody, the parents, the kids, I think they would vote yes. But that's all I'm saying. Like, I think you're selling the kids short. Like, you know, they can't. I'm just saying, I get it. But I don't get, like, Stoddy is kids and
that's
youth.
And that's the crux of it. They're kids. They are kids. They're not even like, it's
let
funny.
Them shine.
What? The kids, I'm not worried about the kids who are going to shine. I'm worried about the kids who are crying, who just got completely overmatched, and they have to live that out in front of a national audience. Like, I remember when I struck out 6 times in Little League. Yeah. It was at the Riverview Park playground in front of 27 people. Like,
well, let's just say
that's different.
Okay, let's say
than had I done it in front of... people on ESPN.
Real quick, so let's use that. Young Matt Steinman strikes out 6 times. He's representing Reading, PA. How many people are really going to remember young Matt Steinman struck out 6 times in Reading, PA Little League World Series?
Especially
an older guy like you that's at a restaurant watching from afar. You're not going to remember that.
What about the kids who are going back to school in 2 weeks? They're going back to school in 2 weeks, and they've just lost 21-3, and...
To Evan's point again, Stoney, that's going to naturally happen regardless. So
it weren't on TV. Don't you see? Like, if it's not on TV, then no one would have been there to see this kid all broken up at his worst.
Stoney, people and kids fail every day. It's a part of life.
Right.
How you
again,
bounce back.
But it's not on national television. That's all I'm saying. Like, these kids should be allowed to fail without having an entire, whoever's watching the game from all over. I just think you should be able to fail at that age without having to, you know, walk off the mound crying and feeling terrible. And I don't know what these kids are going to have at school when they
get
back.
Matt, you were on TV will supersede the whatever you perform. Like,
really?
You were on
Do you
TV.
Believe that?
I swear.
Okay, so you don't think social media is cruel?
Stan, we're talking about 11 and 12-year-olds.
That's exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying.
But for every kid that's getting buried, there's probably another one of their friends that's saying, dude, you're on national television. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
You struck out 6 times on TV. Like, well, okay, yeah.
I think you're glossing over the reality of... No, seriously, I think you're glossing over the reality of the humiliation.
Mm.
But not every kid is going to have their best game on national television.
That's right. They're not.
So we shouldn't have it on TV?
No.
So this is going to be hard.
Then why do you want to watch the Little League World Series?
Because those guys are at least the best at their age group in the entire world.
But the team from Oregon is the best team from Oregon.
Right, and that's where it should stop because the level of play isn't good enough.
This is Stoddy. I got to ask you.
We're putting too much pressure on these
kids. If we got to rewind, if she was young and they were going to televise a tournament that they qualified for her, I'm just asking, would you say Mary Page, you can't go?
No, I wouldn't say she can't go, but I would say you better be prepared for what could happen. 888-957-9570 is the number. There's no malice. There's no negative here at all. I just think these kids have a lot of pressure on them already. And do we really need to broadcast out loud to the entire country that this kid's a failure? Against Washington, at least. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. And again, no malice. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? 888-957-9570. River Islands in Lathrop. A segment also sponsored by Safeway.